There's the full-time whistle. It is all over. Rory Gallagher is back in Donegal and has led Fermanagh to victory. It has finished by 13 points to 10. It's turned out to be another disappointing day for Donegal. We had huge disappointment in Tipperary a number of weeks ago, and we've had huge disappointment here this afternoon as well. A 3-point win for Fermanagh, and on that second half performance, Martin McHugh, Rory Gallagher's men, fully deserving of it. They deserve to take the points.
They deserved it. You were saying in the comment they were by far the better side in the second half. They really took over. Undisciplined cost, as you know. Keenan McGonigal picking up the second yellow card. Both of them seemingly for tackles. Both of them late tackles players, you know. And he was playing well at that stage. We lost him. And then we lost Stephen McMenamin for, I'd say, someone was said and picked up a black card. I think that's undisciplined, everything else. But from our own point of view, as you said it, from 27 minutes in the first half, we didn't score from play. We can say, you having Murphy McBrady, we know importantly, or anything, but look at that's only an excuse. Looking at it, we know we're enough possession of everything else, and it doesn't look like we're going to get promotion. Do well if we do now, but for Manny, I have to give them credit. They had by far they held in there, they stayed in there, they used everything they had, they got involved, and we got far too involved with them. That's all tactics and everything. Far too involved with them on the field, and then in the second half, they took over in the second half, and. From their point of view, they took over in the second half and they were by far the better side. And as you said, Oisin, they totally and utterly deserved their victory. And definitely, the two Cullens had a big game. They were involved in everything, scrummage and everything else, but they were involved in the game. And then that man, Colin Corrigan, made the difference with his quality in the second half. Where did he get 4 points from playing in the game? So, you have to give him a lot of credit. He deserved, he deserved the man of the match. And look, that's it for Manor. They are now safe in a division that they were favourites to be relegated in. And from Donegal's point of view, we need to beat Armagh next week. We have to beat Armagh. Take it that they'll beat Tipperary today, but beat Armagh. And Fermanagh supporters, you hear them in front of us here, are very happy, and it's a big result for them. Without their star man Owen Donnelly, who's been their big player, Quigley and Corrigan are not there either, so they had players missing as well. So look at it, that's two very, very disappointing, and even three if you take the Meath game as well, Oisin. It's three very disappointing games in a row from our point of view. So
look, what has to change then, Martin?
Look at it. Suppose looking at you, hopefully that Michael Murphy will be back next week and everything else. But we take it today. We look good the first half and everything else, and we're not able to get enough pace into our game and everything else. Get the right players in the ball. We just can't do that there. And I think the tactic of playing Q McFadden as sweeper is not working, because Q would better written working hard out around the middle of the field, cutting the pace, and use a different player as sweeper. A player that can read the situation well and cut it out and get forward with pace. We just need that type of thing. Going back to, and I'm not saying to my own son, Mark McHugh when he was sweeper, and Carl Lacey when they were there, they were able to get forward from that area to create that extra man, because it does give them an extra player back to the team we're playing against. And look at, it's only the National League, the Championship game when they meet in the summer will be interesting, because it was very, very niggly, nasty, a lot of variables, a lot of stuff going on that we don't want to see on a football field, with stuff we're hearing about and want to see in a football field. But in saying that, that's the way Fermanagh are going to play. That's the kind of players they have, that's the way they are. They're workers and they've worked their socks off, and it's a big victory for them, and it's very, very disappointing, Donegal, because you do need to win your games, your home games in the National League. And we did beat Meath, which was good, but there have been very, very poor performances. And I go back to what I said, we did win an Ulster Championship great last year, but the teams we played and everything else, we didn't meet the tones of Mona. So just asking, we need to go back just to a drawing board as such and say, let's be realistic about where we're at. Let's be realistic about kind of where we're at. We did well, we did really well to achieve what we have achieved this last so many years. But, we need to be realistic, the players we have and everything else we're about. We have a lot of players of the exact same quality and everything else. And we take a look at ourselves and everything else, and hopefully we get everybody back. The Championship will be different, but Tyrone had a big performance last night. Monaghan, not a team like ourselves, probably not of the three big teams, also not going well and everything else. But I just think it's disappointing, the performances, because both times we had the game probably won at half time, looked to be good enough, Tipperary in here, and we just didn't perform in the second half at all. The second half performance, and going back to the stats that you said, 27 minutes of the first half, Oisin, without getting a point the whole game from play. This is an inter-county, this is not a junior team, it's an inter-county football team, and we didn't even have what it won wide. In that half, so disappointing performance. That's the disappointment. You don't mind losing a match if you give a very good performance, you get beat by a point. We know how Fermanagh are going to play, we knew how they're going to play coming here, and It's you know, they allowed us to get sucked into the way they wanted to play, get stuck in everything, contest everything and do everything they wanted to do, and we got sucked in far too much into that, and we didn't concentrate on pace, play football. We, the footballers, keep playing football, and as you said, a very, very deserved victory for Fermanagh, and Rory Gallagher will be a happy man tonight.
Yeah, Declan Bonner will be extremely disappointed. We'll try and get some reaction from Declan for you soon. Tom Comack will be down outside the changing rooms and be speaking hopefully with the Donegal manager very soon, but it has been a disappointing afternoon. How big's this next game now, Martin? Home against Armagh next Saturday night. How big is that fixture for Donegal?
Well, it's massive at the minute. You know, we look at it, it's a big game, and Armagh, we saw what Armagh did to us. You know, physically, teams are physically getting tore into us, and they're causing us problems. You know, with that physical power that they're putting, that they have there for Fermanagh today as well. You know, Tipperary to a lesser extent last week, but Fermanagh, fairly big physically strong team, in Armagh, we know what they're like in the McKenna Cup. They walked into us and walked over us. I heard Monaghan were going mad about the way Armagh played against them in the McKenna Cup, so it's going to be a physical battle next week. But we want that hunger back. We want a bit of that. Donegal will be about, you know, digging deep. We didn't show any when Fermanagh went ahead of us. The heads went down. We didn't show any spirit, team spirit, or anything else. We need to get that back into our team. And you know, it's a massive game, Oisín. It's a massive game next Saturday night, because you need to pick up the 2 points, because otherwise you'd be looking at fighting for relegation rather than worrying about getting promotion, which, you know, we're favourites for at the start of the year. And you know, what could you pick out any performance the other day? Donegal man of the match, very, very hard thing to do.
That was my next question. What if there was any sort of positive at all? What would it be, Martin?
No, I didn't. You couldn't say any positive. Oisín Gallan, I suppose, the first half. You know, for a young lad going in there, you know, did well and everything else. But no, you couldn't. You no point saying trying to pick a positive out of it. We didn't play well. We got well beaten in most places all over the field. So very hard to pick a positive. That's the other disappointing thing about it. But you know, we talked about it. We weren't going to get a goal. We were never going to get a goal. How many goals have we gotten and so far? The one goal against Meath, and that was a mistake by the goalkeeper. We're not creating them goal chances or anything else. And you know, people say, well, we wouldn't create them against Fermanagh on the standard defensive football, but we didn't create them against Meath or against Clare. So I just think the whole, you know, we have to look at ourselves where we're at and everything else, and you know, forget about the players are missing. Let's concentrate on the players here, because sometimes when you start concentrating completely on who's missing, yet these other players saying, well, I'm not going to be on this team when I come back. You know, concentrate on what we have. Always forget about something. You know, always heard the story. I think it was Mick O'Dwyer, when a player went down injured, he didn't even bother about him and taken off the field. He was just taken off and play away, because you kept the confidence in the players that's on. So I don't want to be listening this week about who we've missing and everything else. They'll be a bonus when they come back, but we need to concentrate on what we have and the players we have about ourselves. So the Armagh game is a big, big game, and it's a big test of character for us and test of everything else. This is where we're at now. Where we stand at the minute is where we're at, Oisín, and we've accepted that's where we're at as a team and everything else. And, you know, let's build from that there, and let's forget about talking about anything else, Super 8s or one and anything else. Concentrate what we're here and where we're at, and let's build it from here on now. Armagh being the first game, very important game. The Cork game's not going to be easy down in Cork. Cork, a lot of hurt down there at the minute by Meath going down and beating them last night. That's not going to be an easy match for us. And then what is it? We have Kildare then at home in the game. So they're big games for us, and they're tough games. Now, if you say at the start of the year, picking the teams, you'd say that's your three hardest games. Them three games you're looking at were the three you were to play. So listen, we need points, and that's what we need, and we need to dig deep to get them points. It's not going to just happen saying we have quality and we have a great squad of players and everything else. Are we who are we missing? I mean, it's going to happen, because we go out there and play, and when the second half performance of the day was probably worse than the second half performance in Tipperary.
Okay, Martin McHugh, many thanks for your contribution today. Martin McHugh on a co-commentary on what has been another disappointing day for Donegal. Back-to-back defeats in Division 2 of the National Football League, and they've been disappointing defeats as well for Declan Bonner's men. They were leading at half-time against Fermanagh here at the O'Donnell Park by 8-4. And they looked to be cruising. They were in control of the match, despite being down to 14 men when Keelan McGonigal was sent off for 2 yellows in the 17th minute. But it all fell apart for Donegal, just like in Thurles. It all fell apart in the second half for Donegal. They managed just 2 scores in the second half from frees. Michael Langan scored both of them. But Fermanagh run Donegal ragged. Donegal were down to 13 men because Stephen McMenamin was shown a black card and went to the bin for 10 minutes. And in that period, Fermanagh were dominant, and the man of the match, Kieran Corrigan, causing all sorts of problems in the Donegal defence. And it was Rory Gallagher who marked a return back to Donegal, who has taken victory here today and ran out 3-point winners. Fermanagh will be safe in the division with this one today. As for Donegal, they'll be looking to get their campaign back on track the next day against Armagh, because that is now 2-1s and back-to-back defeats for Declan Boner's men. Full-time score at the O'Donnell Park. It's not the one we wanted. It finished Donegal 10 points, Fermanagh 13.